Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman and the queen, baby. Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about four or five friends so we can get it in, baby, next 2 hours. We gonna do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up, underground, unsigned, independent music. Hey, man, y'all want to know what songs we playing? Y'all want to know who the artist is? Man, when we say support your local come-up, we need y'all supporting them, baby. So follow us at Lawless ENT, where we post each song play along with the artist name and their Twitter page. Queen, what's going on with you, baby?
What's up, world? It's your girl, M the Queen. Also, your Carolina Peach. Join me on another Grit Grind Wednesday. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm just so happy.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I'm glad you all had a wonderful Easter. I hope you had a wonderful Easter, because I did. And I did not celebrate 420. So that's a good thing. So you know people have certain habits and stuff, they have to give it up. But you know, to all everybody that celebrated 420 in addition to Resurrection Day and Easter, you know, hey, more power to you. It is what it is. You know, I say marijuana, it comes from the ground. And you know what? It's lawless. So it is what it is.
You know what?
But,
you know what I was scared of, Queen? I was scared with Easter being on 420. I was scared people was going to see the Lord walking around. I knew they was going to see my Lord walking around.
Man, I cringed at some of the stuff that I read on social media. On Facebook alone, where people saying Happy Easter or Happy Resurrection / Happy 420, and then they got pictures of a bunny rabbit, you know, Happy Easter, you know, in a Jesus suit with a blunt in his mouth. I'm like, you know what? I was screwed. And it was my cousin that did it. So cousin Eric, Washington D.C., if you out there listening, you're wrong. And cousin still love you though. But Lord have mercy. That's my family. You know, that's my family. I got a crazy family. I love him. You know, he do what he does, and he does what he do. And you know, used to it is what it is. So hey, if he, you know, 420 is just as important as Jesus' resurrection. Hey, more power to him. You know, I hope he got his home, and I hope he smoked the best Kush in the world. Hey. But
I got to say this.
Yo. I hate to do this to y'all today, but I got to continue my Reality Beef Part 2, but it's a little bit deeper this time. A little bit deeper.
What happened?
Okay. Let's start off with the reason why I posted on social media that I lost total respect for Mona Scott Young as well as Andy Cohen of Bravo. Now, okay, we all know to get on reality TV, you got to bring the drama, you got to bring the noise, you got to bring the pain. Are we in agreement on that?
Right.
Are we in agreement on that? To get on reality TV, you got to bring the drama, you got to bring the noise, you got to bring the pain. You got to bring something to the table that's going to make you stand out and make you look ignorant and bring ratings. We already know that, so we're in agreement on that. Okay. So I watched the Housewives of Atlanta reunion on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Now, apparently, you know, I've been watching, of course, and I've been a fan of the show. I guess I can say a fan of the show because I've been watching it since it came on. I'm a fan of the fact that, you know, there's women out here, my skin color, so, you know, that's doing it. You know, they're doing it in a reality way. They're still making money, and you know, they could turn it into a positive. So I'm still looking for the positive to come out of the reality world, TV world. But at the same token, you know, this is why I lost respect for Andy Cohen of Bravo. Okay, so Kenya Moore, you know, is one of the cast members, the new cast members from last season. Now, everybody knows that she was 1993 Miss USA and also the second black Miss USA. When I tell you, when she won Miss USA, I literally cried. I literally shed tears for the simple fact a woman that's skin darker than mine has won such a coveted prize that only white women that's got blonde hair, blue eyes, or, you know, just women of another color always get this prize. And it's usually either California, New York, or Texas, or usually Texas, California, and New York in that order. But a girl from Michigan, a little girl from Michigan, you know, won this coveted title. Okay. So, you know, it's been known that Kenya Moore throughout, you know, the years has been, you know, running through the, you know, industry, through, you know, NFL, NBA, you know, we know these things about her. And then she was in part two where she bared her breast on this movie, her size breast on TV, on this movie and stuff. And you know, I still didn't, I lost a little respect for her, but I'm like, well, you know what, people, you know, that's a way of making money. Hey, that's what it is. But since she's been on that show, she's been a thorn in everybody's side. I mean, she's you know, she's challenged everybody. She's done, you know, I really believe in my heart that she's done, something has happened between her and Phaedra Parks, you know, the attorney, you know, Bobby Brown's attorney. That was her claim to fame before the show.
You know, it's just been a big mess between those two. And, you know, with Portia Stewart, and, you know, they have this beef and this drama and stuff going on. Well, the reunion, you know, we already know that King was going to do something. I mean, everybody knew it. Everybody knew it from the things that were said after what I'm about to say happened. Kenya comes on there with a scepter, and she comes on there with a bullhorn, telling these girls, you're not going to talk over our name. I mean, you know, basically, you know, putting this bullhorn in their faces. And she got, you know, Portia the most, because Portia is the one she hates the most. For whatever reason, I'm not sure she's jealous of the fact that she's younger and that she's pretty, that she was actually married to a husband. She had actually had a husband when she joined the cast last season. I don't know what it is. But she has a major issue with the girl. You know, and by the way, people don't know who Portia Williams Stewart is, or now Portia Williams, now that she's divorced, she's Hosea Williams, the incomparable civil rights leader, Hosea Williams' granddaughter. Okay, so she gets up and, you know, first of all, she has a scepter. She had the scepter, and she kept pointing the scepter and stuff at people and stuff, especially at Portia and, you know, and Cynthia Bailey was sitting between the two, and she, you know, sitting back like, oh, goodness, I hope the thing doesn't touch me or whatever. And then she had that bullhorn. She put the batteries in the bullhorn right there sitting on the couch. I'm like, wow, she's taking crazy, but I really don't believe she's crazy, but she's taking made for TV and TV horse, you know, TV whore and kitchen whore to a whole other level. So, you know, they're going back and forth, and rightfully so, Portia called her a 94, okay, rightfully so, but I'm not here to judge. But then she got the bullhorn and blew it in her, and blew it in Portia's face and said, you are dumb, ho. And Portia got up and got in her face, and it's like, I will beat your ass, or beat your ass. The ass was in the Bible, so we can say that. Well,
Portia took, and she said,
you know, of course, Kenya provoked her. She was like, go and hit me if you want to, and get fired. And Portia fell for the bait. Portia grabbed her by her hair and drug her across the stage, She drug her not a foot. She drug her by the hair across the stage. And Kenya kept her composure throughout the whole thing, stood up, fixed her little dress, fixed the boobies, and, you know, she's like, you're fired. You're going to get fired. She's either me or you. Either she go or I go. But they know, you know, we already know they're not going to let Kenya go just like that, because Kenya, you know, is bringing drama to the show and ignorance, too. Let's just call a spade a spade. It is what it is. It's ignorance for her to have been crowned such a coveted title to represent, you know, our country in the Miss Universe pageant and also placed in the top 10. Something Carol Gist, I don't believe that she did, who was the first Miss USA, Black Miss USA, or African-American USA, whichever you want to call it. Well, anyway, she drug her, and they wouldn't let her come. They wouldn't let Portia come back on the set, and Portia was so upset with herself. Now, I would say I did sympathize with Portia, because she was, you know, she was kicking and screaming, saying, I cannot believe I did that. I embarrassed myself. She was kicking and screaming as if she just lost her mind, because she let her take her there. And then you hear Nene and Phaedra and stuff, you know, the camera's still running, and you still, the microphone is still attached to them. You can hear Nene saying, remember what I told you before the show, days before the show airs? She remember what I told you? And then she started talking, and Nene covered her mouth so she wouldn't say anything, I guess, to incriminate herself. So they already knew what time it is with Kenya. They already knew that Kenya was going to go get her lawyer, and she was going to file some kind of lawsuit. They know Kenya. You know, she's pretty much, you know, everything that happens on their show, every time somebody threatens her with anything, she's always getting her lawyers involved. So, and then, you know, Phaedra said the same thing. She's like, you know, we talked before the show. You know, Phaedra's always calm. You know, she's never, you know, she never raises her voice. She's always got the same stoic demeanor all the time. And she's just basically like, in a nutshell, you know, we talked before the show. Kenya, don't worry about it. You didn't embarrass yourself. You are okay. She provoked you. And Cynthia Bailey just sat on the couch like it was nothing. Like, she didn't care one way or the other. And, you know, Nene generally and genuinely tried to help her. And, in fact, she put something on her – she tweeted something the other day that I saw to this morning that indicated to me that she really, you know, she really, really felt bad for her, and that, you know, she called – you know, she said Kenya would do anything for $2, I mean, which is true. It's obvious. I mean, come on. She's paying people to get on the show so she can have a storyline. She's saying that she had an African prince that she's dating and bought her Bentley and this, that, and the third, and come to find out she didn't, you know, pay this Nigerian singer or $15,000 to come on the show, and he went to look for her at a party. You know, she tried to make it seem like Nene met the guy before, but Nene did meet the guy. but it was not an African prince. The dude was some dude that she hired. He was looking for her. Didn't even know how to pronounce her name. He was like, that's been with Kimora Mora or Kenyatta Mora or Kimora, or whatever he said, everything but Kenya Mora. He didn't even know what she looked like. It was just the craziest thing ever. And then, and I said all that to say this, Andy Cohen turned around and fired Portia. You fired Portia. What? You bring Kenya on the show to bring the drama, the noise, and the pain, but you turn around, and when she provokes this girl to do what she did, you turn around and fire Portia. So you know what?
Right.
Kudos
right.
to Portia, you know, for jagging her, because she better be glad it wasn't an M to the E. She really better be glad it wasn't an M to the E, because I would have done worse. So, you know, thank God, you know, she could have, it could have been worse, but kudos to Portia for, you know, getting up, being the lady she is, and, you know, apologizing to Bravo and to Andy Cohen. And you know, she's brushing it under the rug, and she's going to, you know, she's going to be all right. She's going to be all right. But I'm mad at Andy for this. You know, you don't bring these women on the show to act like that, and then you turn around and fire her because this woman provoked her, and she did provoke her. It wasn't like it was a situation where, okay, she just said one thing, they had a exchange of words. Throughout the whole episode, she just, Kenya just kept saying things, and with that bullhorn that scepter pointed at her, and she finally took the scepter from her before she even drug her and threw it on the floor. I mean, come on now. Andy Cohen. You know what? You're using these black women. I mean, you don't see those white people, you know, New Jersey housewives. You know, you see them fighting. You know, they're a bunch of Italians. They got tempers. You know, that's to be expected. But you don't see with the black, you know, the predominantly black shows where they're fighting like, you know, marriage to medicine. What on earth is a wife of a doctor doing fighting on national TV? Please answer that question.
But you know what, though?
Andy Cohen?
But you know what? This
mm-hmm.
is a better question.
Mm-hmm.
This is a better question.
Okay.
Why do people keep supporting any of that stuff? Because I kid you not, I have yet to watch an episode of any of that garbage. I was at my sister's, and I caught some of that love and hip-hop stuff. I caught some of that episode, you know, some of that stuff, but that was like a while ago. And, I mean, I find it degrading to myself to even sit and watch it. You know, first and foremost, we're talking about a bunch of professionals. First and foremost,
mm-hmm.
all of these people that are on these shows are supposedly professionals. I mean, they're making
mm-hmm.
a good living doing what it is they do, you know. And
right.
yet they can come on, they come on TV and they sambo. You know, I care less about how much money it is they got. You know, you samboing on TV because here you go. You got the one guy. You know, first off, let's just rewind it back to all of it. Let me rewind back to all of it. The Flavor of Love. It was a Flavor Flav and these many a women. Now, the prize that they hoped to win was Flavor Flav, a washed-up
47-year-old man with a big old clock around his neck with gray hair.
Right.
Yeah,
right. A 40-year-old man walking around with a big-ass clock, not employed. I mean, come on. For an appearance for Flavor Flav was like less than $5,000. And I don't see him making that many appearances. Right. I don't see him making that many appearances. So what woman hoped to win him? Now we're going to go to the other one, New York. A bunch of dudes locked in the house with a bus down. Now, this is a bus down. Everybody done hit her, done kissed her, done poked her, prodded her, just did all of this.
And
but
right.
your prize right. is to win that. It's to win that. Now, I'm going to quote my man, Tommy Juar. And if y'all don't know who he is, man, y'all got to look my man up on Twitter, man. Y'all got to look him up on Twitter. We are like the only community that embraces the simp mentality, you know. And you
mm-hmm.
ask him, what is a simp? And he break it down. A simp
That's right.
is one who covenants garbage that nobody else would want. You know,
That's right.
That dude that ride around when you sit out the washer in front of your crib and he throw the washer in the back of the truck, you know, he take off. You know, he basically just simps
yep.
your goods, right? But we do
yep.
it. With people. We do it with people. Here go old girl. She got seven baby daddies. seven babies, and then here come number eight. Here come number eight to squeeze off in there, but then get mad when she creep on him. Hold on, dog.
Mm-hmm.
She got seven baby daddies. She done creeped on a whole lot of people around here, my dude. You know what I'm saying? She ain't been locking them up like that. She ain't been locking them. But now, how did you think you was about to, this was a prize you was winning. It was a prize. Or
wow.
Go to the strip club. Right, they go to the strip club, and they put their mouths all over these chicks' breasts, right? Now, how many mouths you think jumps in on these breasts? Call my girl and get you in the back room, you know, and love you down for that $40. You know what I'm saying? What makes you think you got her? Man, she love me. She love me.
And by the way, herpes is on the rise, y'all. Herpes is on the rise.
you just gave her $40. Come
just
on.
Gave her $40. And Chairman, which brings me to my second point. I got to tell you this because you probably don't even know this. And I hope you're sitting down, and I hope I don't blow your wig back.
Oh, man.
Okay. And I hate to do this, but I have to put that information out there because I just found out Sunday night myself.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about that shower rod sex tape. Chairman. Like I said, I hope you're sitting down. That's all I got to say. But I'm going to tell you this. Found out on Sunday night that it was more to it's more to it. It's levels to this whole sex tape thing than you think. It's more to it than them just doing a sex tape and said, well, you know what, I'm going to leak this and see if Vivid Entertainment or somebody will pick it up and give us some money for it. It's levels to this, man. It is levels to this.
This is what the deal is.
Tell me now. Man, I'm trying to tell you, Chairman, when I saw this and I found this out, I literally got sick to my stomach, and I texted my girlfriend. She was like, what's the matter with you? She thought I had indigestion or something. No.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. But no. Seriously. The sex tape scandal starts with the taping of the coming up season on May 6th of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. That's how the whole sex tape thing derived. Apparently, they did it during the filming of the show. So Mona Scott Young, yes, I'm about to say it. Yes, I'm about to say it. Like I said, you know, I hope I don't blow your wig back, but Lord have mercy. They taped this tape in the middle of taping Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the season that's about to come up on May 6th. They taped it during that season. So not only did they tape the sex tape, guess who else taped it? VH1.
You are flipping kidding me.
I'm as serious as a bed bug in a whorehouse.
You are flipping kidding me. Stop it. I'm not kidding you.
I don't have a smile on my face. I'm not cracking a joke. I don't have a grin on my face. I don't even have a smug look on my face.
Please tell me some people don't know about it. Please tell me executives don't know that this was taped on their dime.
Well,
please say that.
Well, they put a disclaimer out there, and they made Mimi and Nico Smith, which he called himself Nico London, but I guess his God-given name is Nico Smith, put that disclaimer out there, supposedly that VH1 knew nothing about this. And I actually saw this again today, an interview on World Star Hip Hop with Mimi and Nico and stuff. I mean, it's just the most ratchet, crazy thing I ever seen in my life. VH1 and Mona Scott videotaped this. They had a camera still rolling as those two. In fact, in the preview of the show, Nico tells Mimi, "I love it when you turn up like this." And she looks over at him and says, and they laying in the bed, "I don't even know that the camera's there. I don't even know that the camera's there." But she said it to say this, "Baby, you know what? I'm a freak. When we doing this thing, I don't even care. I don't even know that there's cameras there because I'm just that much of a freak. And I just want you to know it. This is what I do. This is what I do." That's basically what she's saying in a nutshell. So I'm gonna say this again. VH1 and Mona Scott. Not only did Nico and Mimi Faust take this, but so did VH1. So they talk about how the tape leaked. Some way, somehow, they
know how it leaked.
That the tape leaked. You know how it leaked. VH1 or somebody from VH1 leaked the tape, and it went to all these different blog sites and stuff. And they
that ain't a leak.
12 lawyers.
That wasn't a leak. That was
right,
a release.
That was a release. That wasn't a leak. That was a release. That was a preview, actually. That was a preview
yeah,
to the mess that was about to come. And check this out. They got 12 different lawyers to put a assist and decease on any footage of this tape, any further being leaked out.
Man, I'm telling you right now, guess where the cease and desist came from?
Guess where the cease and desist came from? It didn't come from Mimi or Nico. They don't have no cease and desist money from no 12 attorneys.
Man.
That came straight from VH1, who is owned by Viacom, who Viacom is owned by Sumner Redstone.
I'm telling you right now.
That's why I say it's levels to this. That's why I say it's level straight levels to this. So VH1, the actual sex tape footage, the actual, not the footage itself, but the actual insinuation and the implication of one of the episodes of the show. When I tell you, I was sick to my stomach when I saw this and when I read all of this. I just said, you know what? I guess spiritual decision for myself. Do I even want to watch it, or do I not?
Right.
Do I want? Because it's not entertaining to me. But at the same token, I'm a human now. I'm human. I'm very curious about it. I'm curious not about the sex tape, but I'm curious about this season because a lot of stuff's supposed to go on. And plus, two of the new chicks that's on the show, I know them personally. So I'm like, oh boy, I had no idea this person's doing crack and it's all on this show. Oh boy, 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 here we go.
Right.
I was like, wow,
it's hardly ever
a time where there's any kind of taping of any shows in Atlanta that I don't see people I know because I do a lot of networking and I am in the industry and I know a lot of people. I've been in Atlanta for 14 years, so it is what it is. I just gotta call it spade and call it like it is.
But does that really surprise you though?
Nothing surprised me. The only thing that surprised me is that I didn't know. That's the only thing that surprised me. It doesn't surprise me that these two chicks will put themselves out there like that. I mean, it's Atlanta. It is what it is. But
Wow. Getting
back to VH1, I am sick to my absolute stomach that VH1 and Mona Scott aired this or incorporated this whole videotape thing in the episodes. I cannot believe that. Mona Scott, how low can you go? But at the same token, a person only going to do what you allow them to do. So, you know, it's a two-way street here.
But that's a money-driven person. You know, you got so many people out here
that making comments like this on the preview, you know, her and Nico are having lunch or dinner or they're at the restaurant. And she's saying, do you realize when she got tears coming, fake tears coming out of her eyes, saying, do you realize when Stevie finds out about this, what he's going to do to me? Another episode down the road, he's going to tell her he's going to lawyer you up because he wants to get his daughter. Which probably is the best thing seen at Mimi Faust, and I'm going to say it, is a cokehead. Cokehead.
Man.
That's what I know. And I hate to be judged for it, and I hate to, you know, I'm not one to start rumors, but it's a truth statement. You know, and if she want to get at me, hey. It's lawless, baby.
She know where you at.
I'm saying it. Cokehead 101. I posted something on Facebook just 2 nights ago, an interview that she did, where she can't be still. She's aggy. She's aggy, agitated, and aggy. That's the sign of a cokehead. But I already knew that before I even saw that footage. That was just confirmation, right. Even more confirmation that I already had anyway. You know, so
right.
it's the whole thing is just crazy. I feel sick to my stomach that Mona Scott is going to allow a woman who's actually 44 or 45 years old. Now, I'm not saying that there's no age limit on sex tape. There's no age limit on sex tape. Not at all.
Right.
You do what you want to do. That's your thing. You know, I mean, you could be 80 years old. If you want to take your dentures out and your diaper off and do a sex tape, hey, that's cool with me. I'm not going to watch it. But at the same
time, you
have a five-year-old daughter, and you always talk about that five-year-old daughter. I have a five-year-old. I have a three-year-old. Well, two seasons of that, she said I got a three-year-old daughter. Then next season, I got a four-year-old daughter. Now you're saying you got a five-year-old daughter. But did you think about your five-year-old daughter when you decide to hold on to that right? And then I saw footage today where on World Stop Hip Hop, and I'm going to end this with this, where they talked about, they both talked about, you know, how the whole thing happened with the sex tape, and they trying to just do this disclaimer on VH1 that VH1 didn't have anything to do with it, and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
A bunch of mumbo jumbo. They both looking high as two kites. And then they talk about, you know, how you know, the chain of command and how everything happened. And then they talk, then Nico at the end, he said, and yes, that was the preview, you know, that came out on April 18th or whenever it came out. He said, but that, right. he said the preview is coming out April 18th or something. And then he said the actual DVD, the full length DVD comes out on April 28th. So he put the shameless plug in there about it. And then not only that. Then let's add insult to injury, but not injury to them, because the injured people are the ones that ain't really interested and don't want to see this and think and really embarrassed by, you know, the whole situation as you know, black people, which is me, you know, and probably about 100,000 other people, because there's probably more people that's for it than against it. How about there's a pre-order of $400,000 copies that has already been ordered?
And yeah!
$1 million that's been paid to give it to Vivid Entertainment. They've been paid $1 million to give it to them. Think about the residual income they're about to make. They already got 400,000 people that's already pre-ordered. People that's out there buying shower rods, these steel shower rods, thinking that they, you know, going to get that freak on and it's going to be the coolest thing, just like the whole watermelon thing. People out there buying, looking for some watermelon alcohol that Beyonce is talking about that, you know, that is non-existent.
Right.
People... Think about it. Stop. First of all, stop trying to get on a boat where you don't know where the boat is going. Stop trying to, you know, try to get things or try to purchase things that you don't know based on what somebody else said when you don't even know what the word they're talking about. Again, we going to say it again. Watermelon that Beyonce talking about at the end of that song is not an actual watermelon. It's not a green, big green thing with red meat on the middle.
If it's green, he's sick.
Hey, man, y'all stay right there, man. Let me get some music, man. Hey, this is crazy. This is crazy.
This one, almost to the next one. Bumpish in the sleep.
was infected at conception, making rap so sick. See, folk used to hate when my song came on, but now people hate when the song ain't long. KC King Kong, don't beat my chest. You know I'm asthmatic, so I need my breath. So for your boy, put his in the air. And the gang don't stop, I'm a continual player. That's Centennial Square, 100, you dummy. And Levi or Beezle, fly or bummy. I'm a hell of a guy, playboy, I'm back. So adjust your EQ and enjoy my rap. Yeah, the focus on Kill Town. We always had the heat, but they ain't noticed till now. I got the feeling they was talking real foul, but luckily them suckers wasn't talking real loud. Yeah,
we put it down. We represent in the town. There's no denying our sound. We gon' be playing around. We put it down. We represent in the town. There's no denying our sound. We gon' be playing around.
Hey, 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 we put it down for real. My dudes in the hood got around a meal. Hustle all day, pushing pounds and pews. Rep from the Great Mile to the Tampaville. Empty hopes when they around the steel. KC as a whole, y'all sound as ill. We bound to build, can't tear this down. I put a gang of work in, you can't wear this crown. 816 to the 913. Wanna talk a little biz, I got that line on me. I got a shine on me, and it can't go dim. Maybe when the spotlight ain't on them, you can bank on them. But we ain't gon' stop, the door to the industry's open, it ain't on lock. We think here, yank on chops, but these mouthpieces is cold, we rank on top.
We put it down, we represent in the town. There's no denying our sound. We gon' be playing around. We put it down.
With a mighty dollar, keep two on our laps, yeah. Come on, so if it's funky, we can handle that. Otherwise, we keep pockets bumping like camel bags. Mic check, Rob channel that. Big Ben, I knock him out the park, Mickey Mantle back. Been across the state and crushed a lot of dreams. Taylor made for this, he never missed a rush to seem. And I ain't even touched the scene. Been in the streets for collection, when every single direction that represented my sector, from past, future, to present. Cash, lucrative credit, they listen, cause they be feeling. We stash music, the message, or send a message to music. However they wanna prove a conclusion, they trying to hold us back from doing what we doing. Where you from? I'm from the 816, Kansas City. Ain't nothing but real riders, dude. Blam is with me.
We put it down, we represent in the town. There's no denying our sound. We gon' be playing around. We put it down. We represent in the town. There's no denying our sound. We gon' be playing
Carnation, and with a new song, said Just go boom. Think I done fell in love tonight.
Yeah. Fly red. Baby got me shook like an earthquake. Be the right to my way, be the love to my fate. Just give the okay and I'll be alright. Miss Beauty Sunshine, come here, rock your night. Sexy on the runway, we about to take flight. Gorgeous beauty, fashion cutie, and she don't really bite. Funny that I mentioned she be rocking them tight. Rocking them tight, rocking them tight. Hit it from the back, now she singing on the mic like Captivating smile with a her gone wild. Call her destiny, but without no child. Mixed breed, come and get this new cheese. Yes, I'm riding solo, cause she got her own keys. You don't even know though, cause you on that. Focus on your own girl, focus on your own though. Come and get it, coming fast. Save our love, make it last. This is something special you can't pass. Take up for my baby, never ever bluffing. She rocking them hips, got me shook up off her loving.
You got me open, I'm captivated. Best way to explain it, you got me
shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving. Shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving.
Oh, you love it.
You got me shook in the worst way. I'm trying to blow them cakes out like it's my birthday. Peanut butter cup, trying to eat you like a Hershey. Chocolate drip on the nuts in my sundae. Been in a G4, they call me Fly 5. Be on that 16th floor of that sky ride. She 5'7 with some brown eyes. Tight dress with them thick thighs. I'ma put it down, so she keep on in love. Baby works a 9 to 5, never be off in the club. She party with her girl, thin a couple bucks, nothing to it. Not a model, but she look like she could do it. So now I'm all shook like a crap game. But then the Mac came, so now the boy then Zenon put in that game. I don't just talk, I'm about action. I'm so 100 like 2 Curtis Jackson.
You got me open,
got me shook. I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
The way your body look, put it on me.
I need that. Fashion in my life and your fashion game right.
It's a lot of pretty girls in the world, but ain't nobody like you. And when you all alone and everything's going wrong, I'll be there. I don't care how anybody else feels. Home reckon they'll try to step up, but they can't taint what's real. You got me shook and I can't fake this here. School too expensive. Take this here. Don't worry about it. I'm ballin'. And now you ballin' too. There ain't no limitation to the things that I won't do for you.
Girl, I got you, girl. Girl, you know what girl. Time it is.
Ooh, it felt so right. Think I done fell in love tonight. Everything about you got me open. I'm captivated. Best way to explain it. You got me.
Black Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
Hey, man, that's what it is, man. Got to send a shout out to my girl Marquita Bain celebrating her birthday today. Marquita, what's the business, Tanisha? She said, TL, you ain't lying. I have not watched not one of those shows. They are so degrading and dumb the people down that's watching them. You ain't lying. Y'all listen to Lawless Radio, Grit Grind with the chairman and the queen. And I got a question. Now, you know, it's been this thing going on back and forth on Facebook, you know, and I've been kind of involved. And for you, those of you who are not a part of the Lawless Adults group on Facebook, go and join. Got to be over 18. I don't talk to nobody's kids, even though I still consider you somebody's kids under 30. But still, if you're over 18. Now, I've been sitting here trying to find a way to talk about it without going Lawless Radio After Dark. So I figured out what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it Butt Work. Butt Work. I have a question for my ladies out there. My ladies out there, you have a guy who says, baby, I love you. I'll do anything for you. And he seems sincere. So to test the boundaries of this love, you ask him to grab his toes and allow you to do butt work with a toy. Do you still respect this man after it's all said and done? Or do you think that young man is playing for the other team?
Wow.
I ask you, Queen.
Oh, I just,
Hello?
That
Hello?
Is like, I mean, you pretty much know my answer.
I
just, you know, I'd rather, I don't know how to answer that. Say that again?
Queen, I'm going to tell you. I love my wife, you know, and I believe that my wife can just about ask me to assassinate the president, and doggone it, if it would make her happy, I would about get my killed trying. You know, I love her. I love her.
Right.
But at the same token, I will tell you, I will kill her if she asks me to put something in my whatchamacallit. We ain't playing like that, baby. What in the world?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, okay, this is the thing. Okay, this is how I'm going to answer that. If it ain't my man, okay, I'm going to answer it if this was not my man. If this was not saying a random man, but a man that really wants this to happen so bad that, you know, that's what he wants, hey, give me the toy and I'll shove it as far as you need for me to.
Now, after everything is said and done, do you leave this experience with some unanswered questions? You know, like, how long has he been doing this?
He's been doing for a while. It ain't no question to ask after he does it. The only thing to ask him after that is, now, were you satisfied? Did it make you happy? Did it feel good? I hope it did. Do you want some more? That's it. That's another ask. I don't want to know nothing else.
I don't know the history
of his butt action.
Let me read something, because, you know, it started off in the group, and I guess some people didn't feel comfortable with commenting in the group because they inboxed me. My guy Josh, I'm not gonna put Josh's last name out there. This is my dog, you know what I'm saying? My man Josh said, man, hell no. I can't see how these down low blankers, you know, I'm gonna try to clean it. These down low, ass in the Bible, so I can say it. These down low ass blankers, in words, are really getting into this. The problem with our little boys now, these men straddle the fence so hard till they don't know what a man looks like, and that's why they are the way they are. I can understand if you knew that your daddy was into
I can understand that
butt
too.
Action.
If
your daddy was into butt action, that would probably, you know, confuse you. You know, I'm trying to not go Lawless Radio After Dark, so y'all please forgive me. I'm trying to not go Lawless Radio
yeah,
after dark.
I'm
trying to keep it as clean as I can keep it, okay? So, with that being said, you know, I seem like a weird person to other guys because, you know, guys had these fantasies, you know, about two women together. It don't do anything
mm-hmm.
for me. It does not arouse anything within me, you know, to see two women together. So think, you know, even women think that's weird of me. But I don't know. Maybe I'm a boring guy because somewhere in this equation
no,
it's got to
no,
be me doing the satisfaction. You see?
Not at all. I'm going to clean that up for you. I'm going to clean that up for you real quick. That doesn't make you a boring guy, and that doesn't make you a square, and it doesn't make you a weird guy, because you know why? You are a person that were taught by someone great, whether it was a woman or a man, that a man and a woman belong together, not a woman and a woman, or not a man and a man. So that's what
you
were brought up on, and that's what you believe should happen in a bedroom when two people are having sexual relation, it should be a man and a woman, not a woman and a woman and a man and a man. It does not turn you on to see two women following each other and doing the things they do to each other because it's just not entertaining. And it's not entertaining for me to watch, you know, two women and stuff because, you know, I don't want to be with a woman. I barely watch porn. And just like with two men, now, I've actually seen a porn tape with two men, and let me tell you, it took me about a year to eat chicken wings again.
Okay.
Explain, you ask? Okay. Well, I had a good friend, you know, a few years. I'm going to explain. Cause you can't say something like that without having some explaining to do. So,
you ain't lying.
Okay, a few years back, a friend of mine, we were friends back then, he was he was gay, but he was struggling because he had become a Christian, and God bless his heart, he'd become a Christian. You know, he was struggling so hard to not be attracted to men, but he could not. He just had a hard time and stuff because men would see him and know that he was gay and would come on to him. So it would be, you know, for him, it was kind of hard. If you got men come on to you all the time because you have a, you know, this gay air about you, it's going to be hard. That's just like somebody that looks like a crackhead and you know for a fact they might be a crackhead and you offer them crack, they're not going to turn you down unless, you know, they got some kind of divine intervention happens, whether they get hit by a bus or the drug dealer get hit by a bus, whatever. But so he invited me over to his house one day. We lived in the same apartment complex years, a long time ago. And he invited me over to his house, and he said, "You want to watch some porn?" I said, "Sure, I'm not doing anything. Hey, sure." So I had some hot wings I had just gotten, and I brought them over and something else, I think some fries or something. And so as we watching this porn, and I'm sitting here eating the hot wings, and I saw where the one dude, and I'm not going to get Lawless After Dark on this, you know, particular topic, but I'm going to say I'm just going to be as clean as I can. Okay, it was like three different segments on his DVD. Okay, so the dude, you know, had the one dude, you know, bent over and everything, you know, on the pool table and stuff and was going in on him and stuff. You know, the Hispanic dude and the black dude.
Oh, my God.
The black dude had a great time. Yes, Chief Keith them. He cheap kicked them. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did, man. He had him on the pool table. And now he's trying to start something. But and shout out to Chief Keith and his bisexual way for anyone. But yeah, so anyway, he had him over, you know, on the pool table and stuff, and of course the black guy was the taker in this, and he had green contacts and all the earrings and stuff and the diamond earrings in his ear. And so the guy, you know, to get him back, I guess, moist, for lack of a better term, he spit right, and it went target went right in that little shoot they call the little shoot. Yes,
I'll never be able to sleep again.
Shoot. This guy goes, shoot. Just dead like that.
Oh, no.
And, oh, my
please,
God, that fool went crazy. He had came down and Ooh. Touched him, and he just had the Holy Ghost and, you know, jerking and shaking and shucking and jiving, honey. And then, you know, so they went back to work, and the way he was acting, Lord, his spine was so curved. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. I threw the wing back down in a box, and it took me a whole year to eat hot wings again.
I'm officially sick now. I'm sick now. Let me go to 404 735. Phone lines jumped up. I hope ain't nobody with chicken wings. Hey, 404-735, who we got on the line?
Hello, this is Catrice.
Oh my sweet.
What's going on?
Oh my sweet.
Hello.
What's going on? What's going on, Catrice?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm trying to queasy over here. I'm a little bit sick over here.
Pepto-Bismol.
I need Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, goodness, Lord.
I can't eat chicken wings either. What's going on, Patrice? Where you go, Catrice? Where you go? We done lost her. And we got Mayor Lawless. Matter of fact, y'all, Mayor Lawless was the one that posted this original question. So now I got to ask her. I got to put her on the hook here. Mayor, what's going on, baby? Hola? Hello? Well, yeah. Mayor?
Hello?
There you go.
There you go.
We can hear you. Hello.
Hey.
Baby girl. Baby girl.
Baby.
Yo, Millie Mel.
There you go. It's all. What's up, baby?
I'm here. Yeah. Can you hear me?
We got you.
We can hear you. Mel, you posted the original question.
Right.
Now I got to ask you. If your man grabbed his toes and told you to go to play with the toy, would you feel weird afterwards, during, or would it weird you out? Would you think any less of him?
For what? I never said that I did it. I was told you.
No, I'm asking you.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Yeah.
With me, of course, and I know you seen another text from one of our cousins where she was like, we was like, if he, you know, he suspect or whatever, if he don't pass the butt check, he suspect. We used to always say that back in the day.
Feeling
like that because it's like, I don't know. Especially where you guys live at, because you know Atlanta is real high on the list for down low.
Man, you in Milwaukee. Milwaukee just as high as Atlanta.
Right. But what I'm saying is, when a man does certain things, is it just out of him being just, I'm just freaky, or is it I'm just next? I'm out there, like, whichever way. I'm batting on both teams.
I'm gonna tell you now. I believe that in that instance, let me put on my doctor's jacket, you know, and my stethoscope. I'm gonna sit back here. What I believe, if you go to playing with that young man's posterior, we gonna use that word. If you go to playing with that young man's posterior and he get to giggling and wiggling, and it ain't the first time it's been played with, you see. Or a young man is into that and he don't know how to come out and tell you that he's a giver and a taker. They call that. Hold on, y'all. We got Catrice back on the line. Catrice, what's going on? Are you there, baby?
I can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you now.
All right. So I'm not sure. You know, sometimes, you know, you be scared what you walk into, and I'm not quite sure what I I stumbled upon this evening when I called Greg Grimes. You know how you turn in the radio, you turn on the radio, you're like, what did they just say?
What was the fumble?
So what I caught the conversation was somebody was getting bent over a pool table and something was starting out of sight. I'm baffled by the fact that why are we talking about men on men on Greg Grimes?
Okay, let me ask, I'm going to go to the regular question.
Okay.
Right, okay. It's the original question, Katrina. The original question.
Okay.
You know, you got a guy, and the guy says, hey, I love you, and I do anything, you know, to satisfy you, you know, and he say, you know, hey, I even let you use a strap-on on me, and you go to strapping on, and he go to giggling and wiggling and enjoying himself. You know, do you feel weird during? Do you feel weird after? Or is it like, oh, yeah, he loved me, so he just let me do it?
Okay, first of all, it would be when it comes out of his mouth, my head would turn a whole different direction. Now, you want me to do what with what? So, I'm sorry, we wouldn't even get there to the act of me even being interested in doing it, okay? Because, no. Catrice wouldn't be doing it, I'm sorry. I'm freaky. I do a whole lot of things, you know, for a whole lot of money.
But that's one thing
I'm just not going to do. That's not going to happen. But, you know, If it got down like that, if he got a little too excited, I'll question it. I'll already question it because he mentioned it, but I'll be really questioning it because he'd get the wiggling and snickling and smiling.
Yeah, wiggling, giggling,
yeah.
And fidgeting, and just happy.
Absolutely. Woo! No. Woo. Not on my watch. That
I'm
won't
glad
be
you
happening.
Back here. I'm glad you came.
Oh, my Lord. Not on her watch.
No, it ain't happening.
Oh my sweet. I mean, now I won't lie. It was a whole lot, and I got a bunch of inboxes about it because apparently it was perceived to be my question, you know, and people hit me like, man, dude, that's a wild question. Dude, there ain't no question I have. I ain't asking. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know ain't nobody doing no butt play with me. I know that much. I'm willing to catch a case. Like, baby, I love you. I love you too, baby. Baby, I love you so much, girl. I would do anything you want me to do. When you go and assassinate the president, I would take a risk. But I ain't going to touch my toes for nobody. Well, hold on, baby. You want me to do what? You wait,
right.
Wait a minute. Hold on, baby. Let's go back to assassinating the president. I was good with that part right there. I can deal with that one. I ain't saying,
right.
Girl, are you crazy? Now they call the doggone OJ. Now they call the OJ. You want to do what? And I ain't driving slow. It's slow going to be going fast. I got to get away.
Exactly.
But really, though, it's so much of that going on out there, and not in just in Atlanta, but it's so many people that have these kind of fetishes that is sickening.
Right.
If we knew the exact number or estimate of couples and, you know, that's into that where the guy wants to be, you know, stuck in that little, oh, you know, I mean, it'll probably be alarming numbers. I mean, to the
right.
point where, I mean – you know, we'll. I mean, I'm telling you, it'll be a really, really high percentage. And my guess would be, you know, it will probably be neck and neck with the white race and the black race. And, hey, you know, we're secretive about what we do, so it might be a bigger percentage in the black race than it is the white race. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? But that goes back to what my man said. My man said it's that straddling the fence stuff, You know, that really messed, you know, these young men heads up. Because, you know, I remember there was an episode on Oprah where, it was Ricky Lake, where the guy was saying he didn't consider himself gay. He considered himself freaky, you know. He just to mess with men and to mess with women. He considered it to be freaky. But, I mean, you know, the reality is either you're gay or you're straight. You know, I hear so much about
that.
Right,
well,
but
he
see,
to a certain degree, he's a freaky gay man. That's what it is. He's a freaky gay man.
That's what I'm saying. He's a freaky gay man, right. But he considered it to not be gay. You know, even when it comes down to the that whole bi thing, that bi thing is still like a straddle to the fence. You know, I mean, ain't nothing worse than, you know, I could imagine there's nothing worse than being a woman, you know, messing around with a guy, then to find out later on, this guy was messing around with a guy. Now, that guy actually just put you, you know, in a very weird position. You know, that's a very weird position because you done got involved with some stuff that you didn't want to be involved with. You know, man, you thought you were looking for a man.
But you're putting that person in a dangerous position, too. You're putting that woman not only in a weird position, but you're putting her really in a dangerous position.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, just like
yes.
that movie. I don't know if y'all ever seen that movie with What's her name? Anjanette, whatever her name is, that played in Undercover Brother. Now, I forget the name of this movie, where she was married to a guy who was a doctor and his father was a minister. Leon played in this movie. Leon played his lover, and she caught him in the shower. And turned out, you know, he was gay. And this lady that was going to their church, you know, she just, you know, just kept appearing at the church or whatever and stuff. And finally she came out, she came out and said, you know, who she was. She approached Vivica Fox, played Mrs. Well. She approached Vivica Fox and told her what the deal was. And Vivica, you know, took the woman to the man's house, I mean, you know, to where they were, you know, to the lover, which is Leon's house. And she caught him in the shower, and she had a gun with her, and she went to shoot him and stuff. And, you know, he grabbed the gun from her, and you know, when she catch him in the shower, Leon looks up at her, you know, looking through the glass shower, smiling at her like, yeah, I got your man. I got him bent over. Like, I'm lying.
Whoa.
And then, you know, at the end of the movie, yeah, she found out she had AIDS, HIV.
Wow. But that's like that one movie for color girls. Remember Janet Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Janet.
And the sad part about it is these movies are movies that it's like actually happening. There's quite a few women out there that married men that she thought loved her and loved women and loved the idea and everything about being a woman, when all the time when, you know, he loved men as well just as much as he loved a woman, if not more, and then she contracts something that, you know, she never thought that she would get, that she only saw on TV and the movies and stuff like that. And I just, you know,
hey,
I mean, it's going
on. Let me set this up real quick. Tracy. Understand, I got Tracy. Tracy just sent me a little thing. So what is this, Gay Week on Lawless Radio? This is like y'all third show about this, ain't it? Tracy, please don't be offended, baby. But this is life, baby. These things go on in life. I don't know where you live at, baby. But everybody ain't straight in this world, baby. It takes a million different types of people to make this world go around, love. Don't be homophobic.
Thank you,
this is 2014, baby. This is 2014, baby. Ain't nobody, well, I almost say ain't nobody hiding who they are. Yeah, you still got those hiders who I don't respect. But for my gay and lesbian people out there that do what you do, you're proud of, you ain't hiding all of that. Man, shout out, love y'all and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is these cats,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying, that's on this hiding stuff, that download, that creeping in the closet,
yes.
You know, all that old madness right there. That's the mad part right there. Because I don't think you should set no person up like that. You know, you got this woman got this guy thinking that he really getting somewhere. You know what I'm saying? This chick just got with him because she felt like, you know what I'm saying, little male penetration, but she really into women. Or you got this guy that's really into guys, got this lady thinking they building a relationship and all of that stuff there. Those are the people that I'm talking about. You know, my gay and straight people out there, man, y'all do what it is y'all do, man. Because me, myself, man, I believe that, hey, you got the freedom to do, be whatever it is you want to do or be. It don't affect me one way, shape, or form. form because I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what's right for me, and it makes no difference what nobody has to say about what being me means to me. So I'm going to get the same for the next person, the same respect. You do you, you be you, whatever makes you happy. That's all I'm going to say. But,
yes,
Tracy, no, it is not Chico Lovers Radio.
Exactly. Tracy, let me just put this out there for you, Tracy. I mean, if you are gay, you know, we're not putting you down. We're not downing you, you know, if that's the case.
Right.
You know, if you're saying that because you are and you feel like, you know, we're putting you down or we're homophobic. Nobody on this station right now is homophobic. I'm not homophobic. The chairman is not homophobic. Mel Lawless is not homophobic.
No.
And I'm sure our other guest is not homophobic. We're just talking
right.
about the reality of what's going on in this world right now, and it's escalating, and it's getting, you know, worse
right.
and worse and becoming more prevalent. So we're just putting, you know, spotlight on what's happening in this world. We're not, you know, putting anyone down, and we're not trying to hurt anyone, and we're definitely not homophobic because I have gay people
right.
in my family. I had a first cousin die of AIDS last year who was gay.
Mm.
So, you know, and he's not the only cousin I've had to die of AIDS, and he was gay. You know, so, you know, I just want to put that out there, Tracy. We're not homophobic, and, you know, we're not laughing at gay people. We don't think it's funny. You know, we're just trying to make
right.
light of the situation, and we're making people aware of what's going on so
that
they, you know, continuously be reminded of you know, it could happen to you.
There you go. There you go. Hey, y'all stay right there. Let me get a couple of songs, man. We're going to come back, all right?
Down the runway,
legit hit 130,
so I ain't in no hurry. I rode a crew of warriors, check taking shots like Stephen Curry. Don't need the drama. Up late like you got insomnia. Patrol's like comma. Shooting like Contra night. I'm gone. Black out Obama. Dang. Dang, she's been flownetic. Girl, this is my song, so you know we finna get
okay.
It. So turned up, that these can't turn me down. Ooh, boy, the after party, yeah, you know what's going down.
Shit.
I'm about to go free tonight. This Patron got me feeling like the double shot got me looking like. Yeah, I'm feeling like a star tonight. They crazy on the floor, so turn the lights on.
Trippin', tell me what you sippin'. Get a few more drinks, then we dippin'. On to the hotel, no-tell, motel.
See, I'm going too fast.
Oh, well.
I got to say this to you, girl.
I swear to God, you wear it well.
The way the heels twist up your calf.
Make me wanna act a fool in hell. That drunk is just shakin', shakin'. And I can't be bashful. I'm going off a bottle or two, so now I ain't bashful. I barely can stand, and I ain't talking about vertigo. I'm off in my mind, fantasizing that I'm working. Yeah, it's the beat of the illa. They say crazy gorilla. Taking no prisons, but I'ma cuff you on illa. I'm talking hard times, locked up. That's the way I like to bend it over, poke it out. Now baby, let me hear you shout.
Big crazy.
No God, no peace, that's the flow. And get a devil a running leg drop like Hulk Hogan. Flow still the coldest, put the mic in a toboggan. The kid's a problem, why you think the devil wanna try to stop him? Try to knock him off course, took out my Achilles. I fought with one leg, my God is a God again. Casting off, ripping still blasting off. But I go harder with my back at the wall. Hard body keep thinking that jacket soft. I used to run with them dudes that move packs of raw. Now I run with a guy that ain't his only son. Cause he loves me like I was his only son. And that's a blessing. I thank God for all of them lessons. Never see me stretching. Cause in every trial there's a message. I got favors straight from heaven. Pull this flow, no record. Enemies of many God become stones for the step. And I'm fresh,
like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up.
Check it, I know God, and so I know peace. And I don't do this for the church, I do this for the streets. I'm a beast, just give me one rock and a slingshot. You know it's a hit as soon as the beat drop. Been doing this in beatbox, graffiti and breakdancing. Trusting in God is not a gamble, we don't take chance. No Bruce Leroy, but I got the glow. Holy Ghost flow, we demon stiff like they comatose. My punchlines will make you do a backflip. No mattress, I'm that sick lyrical scripture. Circle the whole atlas, now they asking who's that kid. You ain't heard, that's Jack Rip, he's passionate. He got enough faith to reverse the earth's
axis. Yeah, I heard his testimony, I know his whole story.
Yeah, I appreciate the love, but give God all the glory. I'm his child, he's my father, no more. And I'ma keep spitting the truth until the world can't ignore me. I'm
fresh, like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Got a brand new heart and still tatted up. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Got a free new heart and still tatted up. Fresh dressed like a million bucks. Got a free new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Homie, I'm fresh, fresh. Got a free new heart and still tatted up. Homie, I'm fresh. Homie, I'm
y'all listening to Lawless Radio, Grit Ground with the Chairman.
the Cheeso Hill, man. I got a bunch of people on the phone lines, man, but I got to throw this one out there, man. I got old girl Michelle. Michelle wants to know, what is the problem with the butt play? Says her guy allows her to do it, and he enjoys himself. She wants.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not. I'm going to leave it alone, man. If you got to ask
that question. Just leave it alone. They happy with what they're doing. Just let it go. Let it go.
I'm going to let you in on the secret.
Hey, let me
let Michelle in on the secret, y'all. If my man don't let you do it and he enjoy himself, now I can't go the way I want to go because it ain't Lawless Radio After Dark, but if a man lets you do it and he enjoy himself, please understand.
Hello?
He was sucking his thumb with a smile on his face after somebody else done did it. Let me grab this caller.
That wasn't the first time.
No, that wasn't the first time.
No, that's all going thing, honey. That's all I'm going to say, honey.
Hey.
And they seem like they enjoy it. Hey, look.
I got a 404, 447 calling in. G-A, you on the line. What's going on?
Man, first of all, I can't tell you how much I'm happy, elated, and excited to hear you at the level that you at right now, brother. I mean,
hey,
it just does my heart something good, bro.
Hey, thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. What's going on, B-Mo? What's happening, man?
Man, first and foremost, I had to call in and check with my Lawless Entertainment family. It's been a beautiful day for the whole squad, man. I'm seeing the tweets coming through. I mean, it's like we getting back on it, you know what I'm saying? So I had to come check in with Grit Grind, my team, and definitely show that support, man, and, you know, plug what we got coming up on Lawless Radio After Dark here at the 11 o'clock hour. But, you know, for those who are listening, just stay tuned. We're going to be discussing some politics. I got Skylin Higgins on live and direct from New York City, and he's got some kind of connection with Barack Obama. He's either in his – I don't know all the political terms, which is the reason why we're having my man on tonight. We feel like blacks don't really take, you know, politics as serious as we maybe should. And if we start paying more attention to those types of things, we can have more of a say-so. We can have more of a foothold into what goes on in our own communities and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to change it up a little bit tonight, man. We're going to get serious. Hopefully we can ruffle some feathers and really get into it like it's supposed to be gotten into, you know, because politics is one of those topics that is going to bring out a lot of heartfelt emotion and things of that nature. So I'm hoping we get to turn up tonight. But, you know, don't want to take no shine whatsoever off of Grit Grind, man. I kind of came in on the tail end of what y'all was talking about. And, you know, because like you said, it ain't after dark. We really can't, you know, we really can't go all the way in like that. But I definitely want to come in and say shout out to Catrice. Shout out to the queen of Afro Pop.
No,
you know what I'm saying? And my OG, man, the chairman, all y'all tonight, man.
That's right.
He
came in on
the tail end.
Right.
You know, pun intended.
No pun intended, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, B. Yes, man.
Yeah, man, I'm just happy to hear from you, man, because, you know, we got so much stuff that me and you got to talk about off air. We're going to get into all of that, man, because I got some ideas I want to run by you. And you know how we do, man. We want to stay on the cutting edge of things and stay ahead of the curve. So definitely I'm packing my stuff up now, getting ready to head down to Mud Knot Recording Studios, where I'm going to be broadcasting live tonight so I can get back into the B-Mo Slim character that y'all know me so well. You know what I'm saying? So
That's right, man. No doubt, B. No doubt, man. I'm definitely going to try to hit the show tonight, man. Hit it up, man.
Absolutely.
But straight up, man. Thanks for the love.
No, man. Thank you for the love, bro, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't already seen that post that I just put out on my Facebook, man, I just want to salute my team, man, because, you know, a lot of cats got teams out here and stuff like that, man, but we a family, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I seen the way y'all took me in like family. That ain't do nothing but just make me ride for the squad harder, man. So,
hey, man. No
salute
doubt,
to everybody
man.
Over yes, there at Grit Grind, man. Y'all check out Grit Grind every Wednesday, 8 p.m. on the Lawless Radio Network.
Lawless Radio, baby. It's Lawless.
It's
hey,
Lawless.
Man, stay right here, please. Hey, B, stay right here, man. Let me see what.
No pun intended.
Oh, no. No pun intended.
He ain't right. But no, it's Lawless. We a family. See, it's a good thing even to hear the chairman laughing. I love to hear my cousin laughing, man. We all laugh, and we cracking up. That's what it's about.
Hey, man. I'm trying.
We need to take this to the stage and have a lawless play for real. I mean, I think that would be a great idea to have a lawless play. What y'all think about that, fam?
I'm down for whatever.
They're not going to be ready for us. Yeah. You already know that, Queen.
Man, y'all ain't ready.
We don't want them to be ready. We want them to come out there and just blow them out the water. We don't want them to be ready for nothing. We want to just excite them and just, you know, to surprise them. You know, we want to keep it lawless, but we should take this lawless thing to the stage. April 22nd or 23rd, the Queen said it first. We need to take it to the stage.
That would be a dope idea. I don't see nobody else doing it. And it's a definite challenge.
I'm most definitely going to say, the conversation that we were having when Tia was like, I'm the one that generated the conversation. Honestly, I did on our After Dark. Y'all need to get on After Dark so y'all know exactly what we're talking about, 18 and up, please. Yeah. But I am going to finish it on my show Saturday. So tune in Saturday, 11 Eastern. I will do that. You know.
I'm going to have to
do this. Right. You already know.
I want to hear.
So we could go all out.
Hey, I want you men, you know, and I use the term loosely. I want men who don't mind bending over allowing your young lady to, how can we cleanly say
make
this?
Make you giggle and wiggle
through your posterior. I need y'all to call in the Lawless Radio After Dark Saturday night because I got to explain some things to your lady friend. Uh-huh. I got to explain to your lady.
They definitely not going to call in because they'll be like, oh, no,
And see, Saturday night, y'all ain't going to have to use them different terms. You can say whatever you want to say.
Exactly.
Anita say y'all are wild. She said this is crazy. This is really crazy. Yes, Anita, this is how we get down, baby. If it's your first time, don't let it be your last.
Please don't. We only missing
two members, and that is Buck and Nikki.
Yeah, Buck a little down and out right now. You know, y'all keep him in his prayers. He ain't feeling well right now. So,
and Mississippi right
and,
here.
Look.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
no.
Cheese, when you get off, tell
yeah.
Buck I said. He'll liven up. He'll perk up after you say that.
Let me blow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Let me cover my ears.
Wait a minute.
This is about.
Because
you can't some butt.
You can't even get it out.
I miss me some butt.
Okay, Booker, keep going off. Booker, go ahead.
Yeah,
he heard
this. He was going off. He was just having issues with all this.
Lord have
mercy. Baby girl.
Okay.
Baby girl. Let me get on the phone. Baby girl. Baby girl.
Oh,
let me get on the phone.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Don't
talk. What about me? He like, what about me?
Baby girl.
That you took of me at Horse Field, we still be clowning about that one. We still be clowning because you knew I was on one.
You was on more than one. Okay.
I mean, she was like, I didn't even tell her I had nothing to drink. She just automatically assumed she was like, Mississippi, what the hell you
was
drinking?
It's so bad, y'all. I didn't know Mississippi's that short. He came up to my titties. So I was like, oh, my God.
We're talking about the wild deal. We are lost at the bar.
I know it's still prime time, so I'm going to let this here conference call go so I stay still on my host.
Hey, Mississippi, man, you take it easy, man. Right. Hey, man, let me give a quick shout-out from everybody, man. B-Mo, let them know what's going on the show later on tonight, man.
Man, on the show tonight on the B-Mo Slim Experience on Lawless Radio After Dark, I got my homeboy, man. He's the CEO of Skywood Marketing and Management. Also, he's the host of the Spin Syndicate Radio Show. I got Skylin Hagen, direct from New York City. He's, like I said, he's got some kind of connection with Barack Obama. He's actually in his cabinet or some shit. Excuse me. Prime time. See, I'm used to being on my show. Anyway, so, yeah, he'll be on tonight. We're going to discuss some politics. We're going to, you know, basically chop it up with some of our people and try to get them in the right direction. What they need to do to start paying more attention to politics, what we got to do to stop getting in the mind frame of all I got to do is go out here and vote for the president, because we got city officials, we got county officials and things like that that people don't even really understand. That's how we get more power in the White House. We got to take care of home first. You can't just jump past home and go handle the White House. That ain't how I operate. So that's what we're going to be discussing tonight. And I'm going to drop all the F-bombs and stuff I need to drop at that time. You understand me?
I can dig it. Hey, man, love it. Send some shout-outs, baby.
Hey, Hey, I definitely want everybody to tune in Saturday night, 11 Eastern. We are going to take this conversation that we were just talking about to the next level. So we ain't going to be beaked or anything. We going all out ham. You can always find me on Mel Lawless on Facebook, Mel Lawless on Twitter. Woo, woo, woo. Anything that has anything to do with Lawless, you got me.
There you go. There you go, Catrice. The million-dollar question. When is the doctor back in the house, Catrice? When is the doctor back?
You know, the doctor is back on the 29th. That's Tuesday.
Ooh. Welcome back.
Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Yes. We're gonna I'm so excited. I don't even know what to do. I can't even contain. Hold myself down. I don't know. But
my baby is
I'm
back.
I'm back, y'all. Y'all just don't know. I'm the rare form, and I got a whole lot to say. You know.
That's what I'm saying.
You know when
we
want to hear. You know when you just can't say it right there in their face. I can say it on the radio. So we just gonna let it be known. It's just gonna go down like that. Some feelings may be hurt. Man, it's just gonna happen. It's 2014.
That's
Lawless.
Right. We heard this is what we do.
We grow, we move on, we take names, and we keep on moving. Thursday, May 1st, Buck will be back. So two delights in 1 week. Y'all just don't know what to do. You just don't know what to do. So, you know, Tuesday and Thursday, it's going to be, my goodness. There you go. All right.
So you got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday. We coming at them.
Here we go. Yes. So I'm excited. So that's what's happening going on right here. This is not the last you're going to hear from me. Y'all going to hear from me on Tuesday. And BMO, I'm going to be on there this evening. I got some things,
Absolutely.
So
appreciate it.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, that's it right there, man. Hey, Queen, get them shout-outs, baby. Let's get out of here.
Yes, sir. I am M, the queen. Remember the first of the year, I pulled a Diddy. I changed my name. It is E-M-M. My initials backward is M. So if you want to check out my music, I'm M, the queen of Afro pop. Go to my Reverb page, /EMEE. Also, my SoundCloud page, which is EMMQOAP, which stands for queen of Afro pop. Also, if you want to become my supporter or fan, go to my Facebook page /ME Queen of Afro Pop. If you want to tweet me, Queen of Afro Pop it is. And if you want to look at me, if you just want to look at my pictures, you just want to look at my nice body or whatever,
IG.
If you don't know what IG is, that's Instagram. That is M. That's EMM / Queen of Afro Pop. Also, check out Lawless Entertainment Magazine with my boy, Jason Gilliam Alexander, former basketball player, the CEO of MVP Inc. He made the front cover, so I'm so proud, still proud about that. Check that out at www.llemag.com. That's lawlessmagazine.com. We're closing another Grit Grind show, another Grit Grind Wednesday. And as I said before, Grit Grind Wednesday ends at 12 a.m. because it's Lawless, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Catch y'all back here next week. Don't forget to tune in, your man, BMO, later on tonight, 11 p.m., man. BMO say he's finna get it serious for y'all, man. Finna break it down, man. Politics, man. What can we do, man? All our people are always talking about we don't have a voice in Washington and stuff like that. Tune in to the show tonight. Find out how can you be heard. If y'all not following us yet, why not? At Lawless ENT. Baby, follow us. Like us on Facebook, man. find out what's going on with Lawless Entertainment as a company. This includes Lawless Radio, Lawless Records, Lawless Magazine. Find out what's going on, man. As always, man, we thank y'all for the support, man. Giving a shout-out to my family, Toll Freeze and Lewis's. Stand up. Man, my people out there keeping them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure them planes going. You do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. Want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcast the rights to be a part of this show and every other show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com. It is easy. Click on the Submit Music tab. I'm not going to lie. Been saying this for a long time, even on the disc. Nobody listens to me. I ain't downloading nothing. Quit sending me your links. Send me your music. MP3 format, preferably. Send me your music. Let us get y'all played, man. Who else represent for the underground, unsigned, independent artists like us? Man, like I said last week, we are taking it from here on out, man. We are your champions. Simple as that. Lawless Radio, Lawless Radio After Dark, man. If you ain't down, get down, man. Next time y'all come, man, if you ain't got about four or five friends, we going to have a problem, man. Catch y'all later on tonight on the BMO Slim Experience, y'all. It's Lawless.
The dirty south is under siege, and it's time for the real to take it back. They made it whack with they stupid songs, and these who know they wrong. Your boy's back, and it won't be long. I put the city on my back, on my shoulder strong. Never win alone with no bush. That Hank Aaron get fooled quick. Try me, dog, I'll touch your face and put your in that pool pit. The west side is my home. This outside is where I got grown. Grown, hide your in that zone. Fixing elbows get thrown. Any one of y'all get wrong. I'ma grab that clone. Treat your hairline like a birthday candle. And watch your brains get blown. Please excuse if I sound profane, but you know I be spitting them dirty words. It wouldn't be me and not Mr. B, like the ATL and them dirty birds. Above the law, we're never taken alive in the old box Chevy on 285. The time is now when I have arrived, and thanks to seeing I've been revived. Trying to strive to keep the streets so gritty for the OT, two things stripping. Living in the A and talking shit. I don't do it for them, think this for the city. Back to the stage, I'm your host today, and I don't even know what I'm supposed to say. Go and grab a cup, you finna toast to A. This how we do it each and every day. Take a look around where the homies stay. Southside bound where the boys don't play. When the bread get loaded, and it's hell to pay. How the cows get scared away, cause they don't wanna have to feel how the chopper spray. So you better watch your mouth in the dirty south, and salute me, that's the proper way. I swear I love this town, this way going down. All kind of freaks around, hooked on that southern sound. Throw your A's and then show your grill. Yeah, we country, but we know the deal. You can't play this game if you don't know the feel. Draw some plays and then go for real. Hold it for my own clique. Be more slim on his own show. Taking names to all the lanes. Don't play no games in my zone. Ride around in my own. Rep the three, keep the G. I'm the motherfucker that they come to see. I'ma bring it home if it meant to be. Cause I'm with the squad, all thanks to God. I'm back again and we play to win. So pull the hand and you can keep the gym. We run the town and you can't get in.
AKs go chop, chop. AKs go chop, chop. Go round and get your top, drop. Ride around in that hot box, slow cooker, crock pot. The block hot, the Glock high. It's cracking round here like pop rocks. Ride around with that top back, with a bad back. She topless, mohawk, tattoos. Yeah, she be on that rock. And I'm a rock boy on the corner like sidewalk. Get to the money, my hit these licks. Speed these, that's why I roll with a whole bunch of killers. K-I-N-G, blow that hard. No pistol, no bodyguard. Beam on Slim, on my squad. On these eight-town streets, we guard. E-E-E, point, south side, they know we clown. Bozo, flip these burgers, quarter pound. Uh-oh, you in trouble now. Flip this money, double down. Who else gon' get it? Shout out to that debt committed. You know I'm representing. We bought that money and power, we been. You just a snitch, a coward. Get the all they got my titty.
I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
I know you'll be alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
I know you'll be alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I ain't even mad, so girl, you need to quit calling. I'm just so glad that we broke up before we started falling in love.
Oh, love.
In love.
Oh, love.
I'm going out.
Oh, no.
I don't care about what you're talking about.
Oh,
no. I throw it out.
Oh, no.
I throw it out.
Oh, no.
I don't need your cell phone number, throw it out. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
You'll be alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
You'll be alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I'm doing this for me and I don't mean to be selfish. I'm glad that we broke up before I decided to tell you it was love. Talking about, I throw it out, I throw it out. I don't need your cell phone number, throw it out. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
I'll be alright.
Need your love, baby. Cause I'ma kick it by myself. I don't even need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby. Need your love, baby.
I'll be alright.
Need your love, baby, cause I'ma kick it by myself.
Dress classy, a little sassy. If you ask me, she want a bad boy like Jazzy. I'm a pro when the flow so cold, they need to draft me. Candy coated rain, mommy body is insane. Word to mother, I wanna give her the chain. The gospel, gave her the Twitter, told her pray. Now look where we wound up. Finding love that the haters couldn't counter. Never should you doubt it. Hashtag pound it. Body of a goddess, humor like a comic. Ass so plump through the jump when she winded. Pure like a virgin that just fled the convent. Pretty little thing tend to sing when she rides it. B12 sex child, perky little fat side. Go ahead, know how to hustle every baker, that true cake mix, so we can flood every state, town, and district. Just a misfit, that was well learned by the quick flip. Time never stops, so we not daydreaming. We getting even and rich quick. Perfect partner, thick hips with a touch of lipstick. Exotic ground, shorty down, I move a pound. Que linda Latina, backside round, I love her down. Erotically profound when we stroke, butterfly by her thigh. Got the eyes of a ghost. Run a coast with me and tote toast with me. Yeah, shorty close to me. With a sense so intense like some potpourri. Her name was fake, like it was supposed to be.
To an Aspirin